No law at all in Deadwood. Is that true?
No law can make it respect. Where only the few survive and many are forgotten. It's Deadwood Radio with Earl Brown. And it's only here in Outlaw Country.
Are in Outlaw Country, and it's that time of week again. It is the Deadwood Radio program featuring cast members of HBO's hit Western series.
Previously seen on Deadwood was cussing and killing and Al gave Hearst the finger. Unfortunately, it was his own. He wants it back.
That is a perfect encapsulation of our season so far.
My Constapleton, known as Peter Jason, and
John Hawks, Sol Star.
Earl Brown, I played Dan Doherty. Purpose of this program is to look back at our TV show, seeing what's happened in past weeks, and tease you about what's going to be coming up later on.
Well, there's a purpose.
Yeah, we could tease, because right out the door there, as promised from last week, we got the girls. We got some whores from the gym and the belly
bring
union going to come
bring
in and see.
My Deadwood's coming to life.
That's right.
It's a good thing this is satellite radio, because we're on terrestrial radio. You owe a lot of money right now. You know what I say? Fuck the FCC.
You said what?
Fuck the FCC.
Whoa, let me write that one down.
Okay.
rock it up and down. Can't get noticed, can't get found, can't get a cut, so fuck this town. Oh yeah, Donnie. Show those yokels how it's done, man.
Before, ma'am?
I've caught some.
Oh. These are my personal dice. Nice fucking set. I'm happy and glad to allow you to learn on them.
Set a high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent. Like $14 having 27 cents. Oh, dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. They say violets are purple, and sugar's sweet, and so is maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? For the junkyard, yeah. 'Cause I still feel like a new Corvette. It might take a little longer, but I'll get there. Well, I don't need your rocking chair. I don't need your rocking chair. Your chair at all, or your Medicare. got neon in my veins. This gray hair don't mean a thing. I do my rocking on the stage. Can't put this possum in a cage. My body's old, but it ain't impaired. Well, I don't need this rocking chair. I don't need your rocking chair.
You don't need your rocking chair.
Did you ever told or you Medicare?
You told or you Medicare?
I've still got neon in my veins.
Still got neon in my veins.
This gray hair don't mean a thing. Yeah, my body's old, but it ain't impaired.
Well, you know he ain't impaired.
Well, I don't need your rocking chair.
You don't need no rocking chair.
My body's old, but it ain't impaired.
Hell no, no, you ain't impaired.
I don't need your rocking chair.
I throw a rock and roll party on my last birthday, but it's good. I'm rocking my life away. I've been moving and I'm grooving and I'm getting both night and day. I got a gal called Nelly, she's a chili pepper hot. She knows how to roll a killer note, how to rock, and I'm rocking, rocking my life away. I've been rocking and I'm rolling and I'm moving both night and day. Well, a streamlined fleet line, a military brass, you know the gentle daughter, but the killer top brass. I'm rocking, rocking my life away. I've been moving and moving and getting me both night and day. Watch me now. You know what I mean. I like the way you shake that thing. And I'm rocking, rocking my life away. Hey, 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 hey. I've been getting and doing it both night and day. Get it, James. Rock a boy, you don't know what you love, cause I'm a mammy jamming mother. I've been getting it moving, hold on, I'm rocking, rocking my life away. I like to rock and roll, and I'm darn sure here to stay.
You're in Outlaw Country on the Deadwood Radio Show. Sirius Satellite 63. We got some special guests coming up in a few minutes.
Ooh.
But right now, we're...
Whores at the door.
Whores at the door. That's right. And that is the special guest, the special gift, I guess you could say.
Open that damn door.
Hey, Peter, tell us the story about going out to the TV critics lunch.
Well, we had a big breakfast one day. It was a TV Critics Association. They were all there, like 200 writers from all over the country. And we had a little podium up there at the top. And Milch was answering all the questions from these things. And finally, they asked me one. They said, is Con Stapleton a real character from history? Or was he invented? Or I said, hey, you know, I don't know anything about this. All I know is that Milch promised me a sex scene with Trixie. And the next thing you know, Milch leans across and he says, and I'm writing it. And I said, yeah, and it's snowing out. And the next thing I know, a script arrives and I got a sex scene with Cynthia. Ooh, baby. And that started my sex addict season, which I'm still into, I believe. I mean, I feel like I am anyway. Oh, excuse me.
What are you writing over there? What are you writing over there, Earl?
Diane goes to the Bella and gets all of the...
Never mind.
Yeah.
You write
yourself a little part in here? Is that what you're doing?
Well, season four. You know, when you get to be your age, that's got to be a real treat. This is Buddy Guy.
What do you say? Huh?
Well, I done got old... Can't do the things I used to do. Cause I'm an old man. Things I used to do, cause I done got old. Remember the day, baby, done passed and gone, that I could love you most all night long. But now things done changed and I done got old. I can't do the things I used to do, cause I'm an old man. Can't look like I used to. I can't walk like I used to. I can't love like I used to. And now things done changed and I done got old. I can't do the things I used to do because I'm a old man. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. I'm an old man. And I'm not the same. I'm a very old man.
life, I'm a lot like you were. Oh man, look at my life, I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life, 24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you. To mean that much to you. I've been first and last. Look at how the time goes past. But I'm all alone at last, rolling home to you.
Wise man that knows his own limits. Now go ahead out there, son, and continue doing wrong.
Yes, sir, Mr. Tolliver.
Down the road a ways, I've heard say a new day's coming on, where the women folks are friendly and the law leaves you alone. I'll believe it when I see it, and I haven't seen it yet. Don't mind me, just keep on talking, I'm just looking for my hat. Ain't no God in Mexico, ain't no way to understand how that border crossing feeling makes a fool out of a man. If I'd never felt the sunshine, hell, I would not cuss the rain. If my feet could fit a railroad track, I guess I'd have been a train. Me and Louise Higginbotham used to chase across the yard. Back in 1947, that's when more than times were hard. Well, pity me, I didn't find the line in time and like a fool. In front of God and everybody, I politely blew my cool. Ain't no God in Mexico, ain't no comfort in the king. When you're down in Matamoros, getting busted by the man. If I'd never felt the sunshine, hell, I would not curse the rain. If I hadn't been railroaded, well, I guess I'd have been a train.
Hey, you've got it on 63 on your Sirius satellite. That means you are in outlaw country. And this is the Deadwood radio program. We like to call it the Gunslingers, Gold Diggers, and Cocksuckers radio review. Well, we've been promising. We've been promising for a few weeks. Actually, last week we had a beautiful lady stick her head in here and said she's bringing some friends back. Well, here they are, folks. The whores.
So watch your language, Jerry. Ladies present.
Introduce yourselves.
Hi. I'm Ashley. I play Dolly on the show.
Yes, you do.
That would be the infamous Dolly Did you dye your hair? If you don't recognize her face, you do recognize the back of her head because it comes in and out of frame a lot.
My name's Lydia. I'm one of the Bella girls.
Lydia, you couldn't be prettier.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. I'm Leah. I play Tess over in the gem saloon.
What's it like over there in the gym?
I love it in the gym.
Scary, isn't it?
We got some hot men coming in and out of the gym.
Really?
Yeah, the Earp Brothers visited us last episode.
I think they've done a lot of visitation to
the
both places.
I heard them Earp Brothers was punks.
Oh.
They come in with Bella.
Well, it's a true story that the Earps did come to Deadwood.
Yeah.
That's
and,
right, they did.
We're sticking to the facts here.
Absolutely.
We threw them out of the Bella. Freeloaders. They're freeloaders.
We'll take them in the gym anytime.
You will.
We will.
I didn't like it. Because they're a lot prettier and thinner than I am. I don't think they're going to be around many episodes. I think old Dan might take a
I knew there was a reason you liked me, Earl.
not Earl. You know Dan is my favorite.
Oh, thanks.
And Tess and Dan
You're
got
just
a little
saying
something
that.
Going on. No,
You're
no,
just
we got
saying
a little
that.
Something going on.
You're going to let John adjust your microphone between takes here. All right, this is Loretta Lynn.
Let me get that.
Loretta Lynn in Outlaw Country. Singing about Portland, Oregon.
Well, Portland, Oregon, and slow gin fizz. If that ain't love, then tell me what is.
My joy, I don't
my joy. You took my joy, I want it back. You took my joy, I want it back. I'm gonna go to West Memphis and look for my joy. Go to West Memphis and look for my joy. Maybe in West Memphis I'll find my joy. Maybe in West Memphis I'll find my joy. I'm gonna go to Slidell and look for my joy. Go to Slidell and look for my joy. Maybe in Slidell I'll find my joy. Maybe in Slidell I'll find my joy. Take my joy, I want it back. You got no right to take my joy, I want it back. You took my joy, I want it back. You took my joy, I want it back. I'm gonna go to West Memphis and look for my joy. Go to West Memphis and look for my joy. Maybe in West Memphis I'll find my joy. Maybe in West Memphis I'll find my joy. I'm gonna go to Slidell and look for my joy. Go to Slidell and look for my joy. Maybe
to the Baron with you. I will visit up there anyways.
That ain't gonna raise your popularity with your fellow white people.
Question I wake to in the morning and pass out with at night. What's my popularity with my fellow white people?
What's your mama's name, child? What's your mama's name? Thirty-some odd years ago, a young man came to Memphis asking about a rose that used to blossom in his world. People never took the time to mind the young man's questions until one day they heard him ask a little green-eyed girl. What's your mama? Just because he asked a little green-eyed girl a Lazar Wilson Green. What's your mama's name?
Country
on channel 63
on Sirius Satellite Radio.
That was so good. You girls are talented. One run through and yeah, you fucking nail it. Well, we are a talented bunch here at HBO's Deadwood.
Yeah, speak for yourself, Daryl.
I was John. You know, humility is not my strong suit. You have enough for both of us.
I do what I can.
That's because I'm the best.
I'm the humblest guy I know.
Anyway, thanks for tuning in to our radio show. You know, we recap episodes that have passed. We'll tease you about episodes that are coming up. And in between, we're going to play a whole lot of songs. Leah had a request. She wanted to hear Dolly Parton. Which one are we going to play?
I did, Earl. We're going to play Mountain Angel. This is a haunting song by Dolly about a lady of the evening. So here it is, Mountain Angel, Dolly Parton.
Pretty as an angel from the day that she was born. Skin as fair as lilies, hair as golden as the corn. They knew that she was special from the moment she first cried. She was a mountain angel certified. She was her mama's baby, she was her daddy's pride. Good at home, at church and school, at everything she tried. Everybody's darling, led a charmed and peaceful life. The perfect mountain angel till he arrived. Broke her heart and broke her mind. She never was the same. They say he was the devil that had come to steal her soul. She never loved another, it was told. They say she had a baby. Some say that it had died. They say it's just as well as it had been the devil's child. They say good conquers evil, but here evil won the prize. So the mountain angel took to the wild. Pieces of her life, they wouldn't fit. Beside the tiny grave deep in the woods is where she'd sit. Talking to the child herself, to him who knew for sure. Possessed, they say, by Satan's insane lure. You see, looking down upon the town where she had once been queen, she'd sneak around the playground.
play. They'd see the crazy lady, they'd run away. They say she roamed these hills for years, wearing not a stitch. The lovely mountain angel now thought to be a witch. She made those wailing, mournful sounds that you could hear for miles, long after she'd laid down upon her baby's grave and died.
Tempted by some strange. Could we have even more fun naked?